I love my Sunday morning walks. There's a path that leads down by the riverbank that's beautiful in all seasons, but in the winter, it truly is a winter wonderland. As I'm walking along the path, I take note of how the trees have changed. The poplar trees that I sat under during my fall walks have now lost their leaves. It's so beautiful, though. The evergreen trees, their boughs are weighed down by bunches of snow, but the bunches kind of sparkle in the sunlight. As I walk under them, little bits of snow fall upon my hair and on my jacket. It's really cold out, but so invigorating in the morning sun. As I'm walking along the riverbank, I wonder if I'm going to see the gentleman who often comes out of his ice shack. There's a bit of a village created on this part of the river with ice fishing shacks. They're spaced out a good couple hundred feet from each other. Not only for privacy, but for the catch, I guess. And there's this one hut. Each time I'd walk by, this gentleman would come out of the hut and set his gear up and putter around his shack, and he'd make eye with me. He'd take note of each time that I would walk by, and he'd smile. Almost like clockwork, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m., I'd see him outside of this ice shack. I would do a gentle nod and just keep walking by, but I have to admit that every time I walked by, I would continue my walk with a bit of a fantasy rolling through my head, wondering what the inside of his shack looked like, wondering what he looked like underneath that big ski jacket and boots. Today, I happened to see a shack come into view as I walked along that same old path. And sure enough, there he is. I can see him, the reflective strips shining from the shoulders of his ski jacket. He turns around and smiles at me again, but this time, he does a little bit of a nod that signals me. I stop in my tracks. I blink, not sure if I've seen this correctly. He's summoning me. His head is making more of a motion, a come hither kind of motion. Am I seeing this right? It can't be me. I look around. There's no one else on the path. So I smile, and I take one finger and point it at my chest with a who, me? Kind of look on my face. From him, I get a gentle nod and a smile. I very cautiously again keep looking around and take steps down the riverbank onto the ice that now covers the river and walk towards his ice shack. As I'm walking towards him, he enters his ice shack and shuts the door. I'm confused. Maybe it wasn't me. But something comes over me. A bit of a curiosity or maybe naughtiness. And I decide to walk up to his shack and knock on the door. He opens the door with a smile on his face. This mischievous, welcoming smile that lets me know it was me that he was summoning with his nod and his smile. His flirtatious eyes brighten up and he reaches out to take my hand and pull me into his shack with him. There's something about him, his eyes, the way he's holding my hand. It's like we've met before, even though it's just been a few smiles in the mornings. We make casual conversation that includes first names. but he truly is just a stranger. He's the stranger that I've been fantasizing about, and now I'm standing in front of him. He slowly unzips my zipper. I'm thinking, how brazen of him. We've just met. But I kind of melt under my jacket, my down-filled winter jacket, under which I'm now beginning to sweat. He unzips it and pushes the jacket over my shoulders and shares with me how the wood stove in his ice shack keeps it pretty warm and the jacket's not needed. As he sets my jacket down upon a bench, I noticed how barren the inside of the cabin was. It's not even a cabin. It was just a small shed, a shack-like structure that really had a hole in the ice, surrounded by some wood to keep your feet dry from the water that splashed up from the hole, I guess, a little wood stove, a bench, and a small end table. There was nothing else, very simplistic. But at the end of the bench, I noticed something small and round. It could fit in the palm of my hand, and I wasn't too sure what it was, but it sat there on the bench beside the stove, and it perked my curiosity. I put my eyes back onto him and smiled. And I reached out. It was almost involuntary. My hands just reached out towards him and began to unzipper his jacket. There was something pushing me, creating the movement in my arms and my hands that seemed different, out of character for me. It's like this strange gentleman had a bit of a power over me. Maybe I was just horny. I took off his jacket and I placed it beside mine, reminding him that it was quite warm in the shack. His big sorrel boots were kicked off as I kicked off mine, and we both squirmed out of our ski pants, wiggled them to the floor, and kicked them off to the side. The next few moments involved us exploring each other's bodies, our hands upon each other, our hands roaming, taking each other's clothes off piece by piece and enjoying the silence between us. There were many smiles and a few kisses shared between us. And then it really got hot in that shack. Our breath both became quickened as our temperatures rose and our hands started roaming with much more excitement and vigor in them. His hands cupped my breasts and my hands roamed down to find his swollen package beneath his underwear. Something came over me. I tore his underwear off, threw them to the floor, and took his big cock in my hands. I stroked him as he rubbed my breasts. His mouth found my neck, and we were discovering new heights, new feelings between each other. As we kissed and explored each other even more, I couldn't believe what was happening. I couldn't believe that this is how I'm spending my Sunday morning. I could not have planned this, but boy, did I fantasize about it. From the corner of my eye, I still noticed that item on the bench. I asked him what it was, and he quickly picked it up. In the palm of his hand, he showed me. It was as small as a coin, but a bit heavier, and it was made out of a ceramic material. He told me that it was designed to put inside your mitts, your heavy winter mitts, where your fingers might be cold from the chill that's in the air in the winter months. In the ice shack, it was important to keep your fingers warm, and this item was a boot or hand warmer that he then very creatively put upon my neck, and he traced it down my collarbone and onto the front of my left breast. The warmth just radiated right through me as he found my nipple. My erect, cold nipple became warm in his hands and under the heat of this stone. His mouth then traced the same line down my collarbone and to my breast as he took the nipple inside his mouth. Oh, the feeling that washed over me as he sucked and licked and tickled my breasts. I couldn't handle it anymore. I decided to go down. That's right, I went down, down onto my knees, and I took his cock in my mouth. I sucked him off. I sucked that big cock so hard. It was delicious. He pulled me up quickly and gave me another hard, firm kiss. He spun me around. I placed my hands on the bench, and he took me from behind. Within moments, his hard cock was deep inside me. Was this really happening? Oh, he fucked me hard. Right there on the bench, the cold air revisiting my nipples again, making them perk up. They're so hard. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I decided to spin around and ask him to lay me down on the bench. I asked him to fuck me hard, to place his cock inside my pussy. I laid back on the bench, holding my balance with my two hands as I opened my legs to accept him. His throbbing cock thrusted over and over and over again. Oh, I edged towards that climax so quickly. With just a few extra thrusts, I was there, experiencing a wonderful orgasm that shook me from my head to my toes. Something came over him because with one last thrust, he came with me. He came deep inside my pussy. I reached down as he's coming and I played with my clit a bit. I pressed it with my middle finger to bring me back to that edge again so that I could climb back up to that, oh, that wonderful, ecstatic moment again with him. We came together, and then we came down. Our breath slowed down as he pulled out. We both sat up beside each other on that cold wooden bench, our hands stroking each other's thighs, reaching down to the floor, slowly picking up all our clothing and getting dressed in front of each other. With these devilish grins upon our face, I stood up fully dressed and put my winter jacket back on over my arms, over my shoulder, and zippered it back up. I looked him in the eye and simply said, "Good luck with your catch today. Have a good one. Bye."